Glory be to God. Glory be to the name of the Lord. We bless God for his mercy over our lives. We bless God for his protection. We bless God for giving us grace to see another day. This is another moment in the presence of God, and I appreciate God for making it possible for us to see the 20th day of the month of June, year 2021. I celebrate with you as you are joining this program, and I pray that God will remember you, God will attend to you, God will promote you, God will establish you, God will do great work in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Heaven shall release the key of prosperity into your hand. Heaven shall promote your destiny. Heaven shall lift you up. By mercy, you will not fade. By mercy, you will not sink. By mercy, you will not go down. The Lord God shall be your strength. The power of God shall uphold you in the name of Jesus Christ. You are welcome to this hour of prophetic decree. This is a midnight prayer meeting and I voted decree. I pray that somebody that is connected to us now, wherever you are, the hand of God will touch you in the name of Jesus Christ. Power assigned to empty your life shall be wasted this night in the name of Jesus Christ. Every witchcraft ball flying against you, they shall crash land in the name of Jesus Christ. The evil stranger living in your environment shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. And any personality turning to animal in the night to torment you shall be roasted in the name of Jesus Christ. Any coven where your virtues have been submitted, I command that coven to catch fire in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Almighty God will fight your battle. The Almighty God will disgrace your enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. With authority and with power, I decree that all those who are crying against your destiny, all those who are battling against your destiny, all those who are cursing your destiny, they shall all be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. By the mercy of God, you shall be delivered from iniquity. By the mercy of God, you shall be delivered from the grip of household wickedness. I command you now to receive restoration in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will speak into your life. The mercy of God will come upon you. And I command your freedom to be released in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Beloved, there are prayers you are going to join me to pray. Just pray the prayer the way I pray it. I'm going to pray it, and you are going to pray it like that. Personalize the prayers, and things will begin to work in your life. Open your mouth and shout this prayer loud and clear. Say, Holy Ghost, arrest all evil powers raging against my destiny. Holy Ghost, arrest all evil powers raging against my destiny in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, arrest all evil powers raging against my destiny in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, arrest all evil powers raging against my destiny in Jesus' name we pray. Listen to me. If you have seen evil pattern in your family, you see that in that family people don't marry on time. You see that in that family people don't settle down with one husband. You see that in that family people experience poverty. You see that in that family people experience untimely death. That means that that family need what we call generational deliverance. I'm going to give you samples of the prayers. You just pray it like that and it begin to happen. Say, every yoke in my bloodline assigned to torment me, break in the name of Jesus. Every yoke in my bloodline assigned to torment me, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Generational curses pursuing my life. In the name of Jesus. Generational curses pursuing my life. There, in the name of Jesus. Generational curses pursuing my life. There, 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 there. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, iniquity in my bloodline. There, in the name of Jesus, iniquity in my bloodline. There, there, in the name of Jesus, iniquity in my bloodline. There, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. Open your mouth with anger. Say, evil covenant, tie my family member to poverty. Break, in the name of Jesus, evil covenant, tie my family member to poverty. Break, in the name of Jesus, evil covenant, tie my family member to poverty. Break, in Jesus' name. Say, evil covenant. You are now going to mention that evil pattern. If it's untimely death, if it's delayed marriage, you are going to say, evil covenant, tie my family member to untimely death. Break in the name of Jesus. Evil covenant. Tie my family member to untimely death. Break in the name of Jesus. Evil covenant. Tie my family member to untimely death. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' name. Blood of Jesus. Deliver my bloodline from witchcraft bondage. In the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Deliver my bloodline from witchcraft bondage. In the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Deliver my bloodline from witchcraft bondage. In Jesus' name we pray. Now shall say generational stronghold. Limiting my destiny. Break in the name of Jesus. Generational stronghold. Limiting my destiny. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' name. Say abomination in my family line. Working against my destiny. There in the name of Jesus. Abomination in my family line. Working against my destiny. There in the name of Jesus. Abomination in my family line. Working against my destiny. There in Jesus' name. Say ancient covenant. Arresting my progress. Break in the name of Jesus. Ancient evil covenant. Arresting my progress. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' name. These prayers you are praying, they are what we call aggressive deliverance prayers. And they have to be prayed with aggression. Oh, I'm just praying them now because I want you to learn them. You may need to take your time and take each of the prayer. Spend 5 or 10 minutes on each of the prayer. They are very, very important. You have to command the prayer and pray on it very well. You have to stay so long on each of the prayer. Let me give you 3 more. Say, Leviathan in my bloodline. Your time is up. There, in the name of Jesus. Leviathan in my bloodline. Your time is up. There, 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 there. Leviathan in my bloodline. Your time is up. There, in Jesus' name. Pray 2 more. Say, marine altars. Marine covenant. Marine yoke. Altars, covenant, yoke. Marine altars, marine covenant, marine yoke in my foundation. Break in the name of Jesus. Marine altars, marine yoke in my foundation. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' name, pray. Say this one with authority. Say every vow made by my ancestor with the God of the land that is working against me. There, in the name of Jesus, every vow made by my ancestor with the God of the land that is working against me. There, 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 in Jesus' name. Pray. Shout this last one. Say, wicked elders working against me. There, in the name of Jesus, wicked elders working against me. There, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. Now mention your hometown and shout it, say, the gate, the spiritual gate of my hometown, limiting my destiny. Break in the name of Jesus, the spiritual gate of my hometown, limiting my destiny. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. You mention your hometown. If your hometown is Inewi, you will say, spiritual gate of Inewi. You mention the particular place. Limiting my destiny. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, blood of Jesus, separate me from the blood crying against my destiny. Say, blood of Jesus, separate me from evil blood crying against my destiny. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, separate me from evil blood crying against my destiny. Separate me from it. Separate me from it. Blood of Jesus, separate me from evil blood crying against my destiny. In Jesus' name we pray. May you receive freedom now. The power of God shall be released. I can see a very big hand coming from heaven to pull somebody out from the grave. Yes, you are delivered in the name of Jesus Christ. Aha. Can't you just get a bottle of oil or a bottle of water? If it's mantle, you get there. Father, I pray that the anointing of Holy Ghost will rest on these items. These items shall be anointed and shall be empowered with power of Holy Ghost. Blood of Jesus shall flow into them. They shall be an instrument of God's power. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Now, take that oil now. You are going to drink it. If it's water, you are going to drink it. And you shout this prayer. 3 prayers aggressively. You will shout it with power. Please, I want you to pray. Say, my Father, arise. Deliver me from foundational covenant.
In the name of Jesus, my Father, arise, deliver me from foundational covenant. Deliver me from foundational covenant. In Jesus' name we pray. Number two, say, my Father, arise. Deliver me from generational bondage in the name of Jesus. My Father, arise. Deliver me from generational bondage in the name of Jesus. My Father, arise now. Deliver me from generational bondage. Deliver me from generational bondage. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. In Jesus' name we pray. Number three, shout it, say, my Father, arise, deliver me from generational iniquity in the name of Jesus. My Father, arise now, deliver me from generational iniquity in the name of Jesus. My Father, arise, deliver me from generational iniquity. Deliver me from generational iniquity in Jesus' name. Pray, take the oil and anoint your stomach, and you see this one with power. Every yoke in my body, in the name of Jesus, every yoke in my body. There, every yoke in my body. There, in Jesus' name, pray. Anoint your chest. The same prayer. Every yoke in my body. There, in the name of Jesus. Every yoke in my body. There, in Jesus' name, pray. Now, anoint your hand. I command your hand now to receive deliverance. The power of the Holy Ghost shall cover your hand. The blood of Jesus shall cover your hand. The fire of deliverance shall envelop your hand. In Jesus' name, pray. Now we are going to anoint your legs. And we are praying three prayers on that leg. Anoint your knees. And anoint your legs. That's your phalanges. Say, my legs, walk away from poverty. In the name of Jesus. You, my leg, walk away from poverty. In the name of Jesus. You, my leg, walk away from poverty. Walk away from poverty. Walk away from poverty. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, you, my leg, walk now into prosperity in the name of Jesus. You, my leg, walk now into prosperity in the name of Jesus. You, my leg, walk now into prosperity in the name of Jesus. You, my leg, walk now into prosperity in Jesus' name. Pray. Number three, say, Holy Ghost, arrest any evil power operating within my legs. Hold your leg now. Holy Ghost, arrest all evil powers operating within my legs in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, arrest any evil power operating within my legs in the name of Jesus. If you are here now, you have arthritis, or you have something that is not making your leg to walk very well, or you inherited some, you know, some kind of infirmity. Your mother used to have leg pain, you are also having it. You are going to pray that prayer again. Holy Ghost, arrest any evil power operating within my legs in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, arrest all evil power operating within my legs in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, arrest any evil power operating within my legs in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, arrest any evil power operating within my legs in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, arrest any evil power operating within my legs. Arrest it now. Arrest it now. Arrest it now. In Jesus' name, pray. You need to continue to pray that prayer, especially if you have arthritis and it is inherited. Your parents had it, you have it. You hold this, say, Holy Ghost, arrest any evil power operating within my legs. You pray daily, on a daily basis, both morning, afternoon, and night. Spend 10 minutes on it while you are anointed. Holy Ghost, arrest any evil power operating within my leg. May God deliver you. May the hand of God be released upon your leg. Your legs will not be caged in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for somebody that is connected to me now. Your money has been tied down. Within the next 7 days, that money shall be released in the name of Jesus Christ. There is somebody here, you lend a money or you borrow money from somebody, but that fellow already charmed the money. You have not been able to pay. But I speak to you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Take the oil and anoint your hand now. Within the next 21 days, the Lord will provide for you to pay that money. And your virtue that has been working for that fellow shall return back to you. I am praying for another woman there. Your pregnancy has been tied down. I command it to be released now in the name of Jesus Christ. There's another woman there. Listen to me. There's a yoke upon your family. And that yoke is marital delay. I command the yoke to be broken today in the name of Jesus Christ. I see another woman, you have been having constant attack on your head. Today, the power that is eating your head, the power that is banking your head, the power that has buried something against your head, the power that has already carved something out in the coven to destroy your head, that power shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. There's another woman there, your husband has packed away from the house because of one problem or the other.
But I pray right now that the Lord will touch him. He will pack back to the house in Jesus' name. There's another woman, a strange woman, a definitely strange woman, has already taken the love of your husband away from you. But I command right now that the power of the Holy Ghost will break the charm and the spell she has put on your husband, and your husband will be back to you in the name of Jesus Christ. She has taken your love away from the heart of that man, but your love is returned back today in the name of Jesus Christ. There's somebody here, you started a project in the village, and immediately you started, your business went down. Now, listen to me very well. For the next 3 months, you are going to pray aggressively, and the prayer you'll be praying is this. You will say, foundational strong man, assigned to bury me, bury yourself. Foundational strong man, assigned to bury me, bury yourself. Foundational strong man, assigned to bury me, bury yourself. You pray that prayer 30 minutes every day. You will see what God will do. You are going to be one of the greatest person they've ever seen in that family, because that strong man shall be buried and your glory will appear. The Lord will bless someone that is listening to me now. Are you looking for the fruit of the womb? The Lord will visit you, and the Lord will bless you with the fruit of the womb. Those who have not married, the Lord will visit you, and the Lord will give you your own husband and your own wife in the name of Jesus Christ. The business of those who are tied down, that business shall rise up. Every evil in your family line, I command them to cease in the name of Jesus Christ by the word of a prophecy and by the anointing of Holy Ghost. Every yoke attached to your life shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will disgrace the strong man that is contending against you. I see a woman here. You have been really, you've suffered so much in the hand of the wickedness of your father's house. But right away today, you shall be delivered. And all those who have suffered you, they shall not go unpunished. The Lord shall deal with them, all of them. They shall be technically disgraced, and the Lord will promote you in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with you. May the hand of God rest upon you and fight your battle in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your prayer request. I pray on this request. Hear the word of the Lord. Receive the attention of the Holy Ghost. Let heaven open on this request and let there be favor. In Jesus' name we pray. Join me and pray for this nation, Nigeria, and the Lord will touch this nation, and the power of God will come upon this nation in the name of Jesus Christ. Open your mouth and begin to pray. We pray for Nigeria now. In the name of Jesus, touch Nigeria with your power. Le kabo kumbaka sata. In the kaba, Nigeria makaponga limo kabroko sitika. Nigeria makateleko prakonti likopaya. Enso para kotole pontia. Nigeria makatakata parati. Any strong man that want to bury the glory of Nigeria, le keko korobo shoto kakata para. The Lord shall bury that strong man in the name of Jesus Christ. Nigeria shall not sink. The power of God shall come upon this nation, and the Lord shall pass through this nation with his finger of power in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for this hour of prophetic decree. And we thank you for all the prophetic prophetic words and declaration you have released. May this word never go without fulfilling. May this word never go without bringing testimony to the life of everyone in the name of Jesus Christ. You will continue to be carrier of grace and carrier of power. Thank you so much for this mercy that you have shown on us. In Jesus' name we pray. In case you want to get across to me, you can easily call me and send information to my WhatsApp number. Send information to the WhatsApp number. That is better, because most of the time when people call, I may not have chance to take their call. A lot of call I've missed. But if you send information, I will look at it. If I've not read your information, just take time. You can also remind me. I have a lot to read, but I know God is going to give me the grace to attend to them. God bless you in Jesus' name. Send information to my WhatsApp number, 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue B1 Close, Festac Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue B1 Close, Festac Town. You may want to see me, no problem. We'll book an appointment, we'll see, and we'll pray together. God is the one that will answer our prayer. He's the ultimate Father that we have, and he has the ultimate power. We know God, and God works for us. The Almighty God will never abandon his people. I want you to also take the power of God, and the Lord will also give you his mighty hand to deliver. He will release it to your life, and it will set you free. Trust God, and there's going to be testimony. I am seeing a man there. You have been tied down. The Lord is setting you loose now. There's another man with this chronic sickness, like a pie. But the Lord break that yoke now. The yoke of pie is broken. That is what we call hemorrhoid. It's broken right now, and you are free in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. It is well with you, and the Lord will continue to bless you more. In the name of Jesus Christ. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola.